Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones with Rich Gamis.
Real glad that you could join us.
Today we'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba.
We'll be right back.
Amongst the most attractive proposals for the summer season in Cuba, the film exhibitions from Argentina and Brazil stand out with around 20 films. In addition to the exhibition of Argentinian cinema, which takes place in this capital until July the 21st, there is a varied program in the usual cine club. It's called Tango Feroz, and it's a space in the Sala Charlotte of the Charles Chaplin Cinema, sponsored by the Argentinian Embassy in Cuba and Project 23 of the Cuban Institute of Art and Cinematography, ICAIC.
The space, which also has the collaboration of the Cinemateca of Cuba, will host the tapes Boquitas Pintadas by Leopoldo Torre Nilsson, Circe e Intimidades de los Parques by Manuel Antin, Luca by Rodrigo Espina, Telephone Lines by Marcelo Brigante, Clan by Pablo Trapero, and Yo, La Peor de Todas by María Luisa Benber.
In the same way, the programmers and drivers of the initiative, film critics Frank Padrón and Antonio Mazón, also foresee the presentation of the films El Secreto de Sus Ojos by Juan José Campanella, Plata Quemada by Marcelo Pinheiro, and El Abrazo Partido by Daniel Berman.
Tango Feroz meets every Wednesday in the Charlotte Room on the Charles Chaplin Cinema with the aim of promoting the most valuable of the Argentine cinematography with a filmic history linked to the Cuban cultural life since decades ago, with the projection in the cinemas of the island of films of recognized filmmakers.
Now, the Cine Club Brazil, for its part, offers the films Después de Aquel Baile by Roberto Bontempo, Ellis by Hugo Prata, Mi Amigo Indu by Hector Babenco, La Mujer Invisible by Claudio Torres, La Tierra da, La Tierra Come by Rodrigo Siqueira, Como Olvidar by Malu Mortino, Vinicius de Moraes, Miguel Ferraria Jr., and Lope by Andrucha Waddington.
They also highlight in the programming destined to bring the Cuban public closer to the Brazilian cinema the films El Mundo en Dos Vueltas by David Sherman, Línea de Pase by Walter Salles and Daniela Thomas, Malú en Bicicleta by Flavio Ramos Tabellini, Cine Aspirinas y Buitres by Marcelo Gómez, and La Cariocas by Amora Mauter and Chris D'Amato.
These exhibitions are part of the Summer Film Festival, in which more than 250 films from 20 countries will be screened and will reach all the provinces of the country, since it includes 78 premieres on the island and 42 thematic cycles based on genres, authors, and protagonists.
Among the scheduled cycles appears one about conflicts that left their mark on history, one of biographical films, another of famous musicals, and one dedicated to Charles Chaplin.
The work of the Cuban scientist Fernando Ortiz has been declared a cultural heritage of the nation, an act that enshrines the commitment of the state and its institutions with its custody, preservation, and in a very special way, its promotion and dissemination amongst the current future generations. In a ceremony that took place in the main hall of the San Jerónimo University College in the historic center of Havana, on the 138th anniversary of his birth, of Fernando Ortiz, on July the 16th, Gladys Collazo, president of the National Council of Cultural Heritage, made public the declaration.
Directly involved with the valuable legacy of the illustrious intellectual are the José Martí National Library, the Institute of Literature and Linguistics, the House of Africa, the National Museum of Music, and the Fernando Ortiz Foundation, whose president is the poet and ethnologist Miguel Barnett. Barnett drew a vivid resemblance to his teacher and described his contributions in the field of Cuban social sciences throughout the 20th century as extraordinary. In turn, Barnett's dedication to the study and dissemination of Don Fernando's work was extolled by Eusebio Leal, director of the Office of the Historian of the City of Havana and host of the event. Dr. Nuria Gregory highlighted the work of librarians, technicians, and archivists both in the Institute of Literature and Linguistics and in the National Library in the care and cataloging of the tens of thousands of manuscript and typed pages that are part of the Ortizan legacy.
The Statue of the Republic that is located inside the Capitolio building of Havana, more specifically in the center of the Hall of the Lost Steps, has been finally restored. The figure is a work of the Italian sculptor Angelo Zanetti and is considered as the third tallest indoor statue in the world.
The Statue of the Republic measures 14.60 meters and is on top of a pedestal of 2.50 meters, which gives it a total height of 17.10 meters.
The Santiago de Cuba Carnival is widely regarded as Cuba's best, biggest, and most traditional. Apart from the size and scale of the celebrations across the city, the main parade is impressive because of its color and expression of pure joy, and the dancers and musicians display a high level of ability. This all happens during the hottest time of the year in the hottest city in Cuba. The combination of the heat and the passion of the celebrations makes for a very intense experience. This year, the Carnival of Santiago de Cuba will be held between July the 21st and 27th. The party has the title of National Cultural Heritage. They're beautiful and included in the Carnival Network of the Caribbean.
The Carnival of Santiago de Cuba has 2 weeks of celebration and party. Congas or parades, dances, food and decoration are marvelous throughout the town. This is why the people of Santiago are thinking about the Carnival the whole year.
La Tropical de La Habana, Palacio del Bailador, del pueblo trabajador, que goce el fin de semana. Los domingos por la tarde se celebran las verbenas, la cosa se pone buena cuando empiezan a llegar.
It began with a project conceived by the sonero maestro Adalberto Alvarez, a faithful dependent of Cuban popular music and dance as a couple, became a reality when the doors of the Salón Rosado de la Tropical Benny Moray on the corner of 41st Avenue and 46th Street in the Curly district of Havana opened to welcome dancers from Cuba and several parts of the world. The Knights of the Caballero del Son al Casino, Las Noches de Caballero del Son al Casino, is the title of the project and a new opportunity every Friday for those who would like to enjoy the diversity of Cuban music.
Several generations between the ages of 18 and 70, made up of Cubans and dancers from other latitudes, merged into the most musical hall in Latin America, who showed their passion for dancing as a couple, as well as their admiration and respect for an orchestra that the baton of the Caballero del Son has managed to challenge time, new trends in urban music, and has remained in defense of the musical roots that distinguish Cuba from the rest of the world.
For Adalberto himself, the fact of having started this project means the realization of a dream. His initial idea was to characterize in a different way, at least on Fridays, the Salón Rosado Benny Moray, an emblematic place for dancers. Our main motivation, he said, is that people come to dance as a couple and that only Cuban music is heard. We've made the effort to also enjoy it in a pleasant way. That's why the screens are designed differently, as well as the daily design of the dance and concerts that are offered. The service has also increased in quality.
We'll go from the Sun to the Casino. For that reason, the public will be able to dance with different musical groups.
Alvarez assures us that Sun is life for him. Quote, "We are going to turn the Tropical into the true Palace of the Dancer," as one of my many songs says. So we will invite everyone to join us in this effort that pays tribute to Cuban Cuban popular music and its main protagonist, the dancers. Here they will be able to exhibit their choreography, their steps, their turns, and socialize with other people and other dancers.
Conducted by one of the most authentic Cuban soneros, every Friday of the year, the Cubans and those who visit Havana can now enlist in Las Noches del Caballero del Son to the casino, where you can share a proposal that responds to artistic quality as a first option, and that having Adalberto Álvarez as host will undoubtedly be an unforgettable proposal.
And that's it from us for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
And I'm Rach Gámez. Until next time.